Life just got a little better, thanks to Merryman Earns.
The following information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. It is for informational and educational purposes only. You should always consult a qualified healthcare practitioner for all of your healthcare needs.
Hello, this is Mike King with Merryman Herbs. It's a Better Life show, and today we have with us Chris Paychak. He is a CNHP. Chris, quickly tell us about yourself.
Yes, thanks, Mike. Thanks for having me. CNHP, Certified Natural Health Professional. My passion is helping people with nutrition and, if need be, supplementation. And it's all about what nature provides. Everything's here for us. We just have to know what to use and how to use it. And I'm also in the arena, in the natural product arena. I am a broker. I have my own brokerage business, and I represent three different companies, and one in particular, which is so phenomenal and becoming very popular, called Talia.
Okay, that's what we're going to be talking about today.
Yes.
And mention the other companies, because I know we carry the Green Gorilla, the
Correct.
CBD.
Green Gorilla CBD.
Right.
And also V-Vax, V as in Victor, V-Vax, which their main product is eucalyptus oil.
Right.
The most powerful on the market.
Awesome. And we will be bringing that in. I know we've been talking about that.
Yes.
You've brought us a number of phenomenal product lines, and you've been on the show before talking about them, but you kind of are always bringing in new things, and so that's what we're going to be talking about today. Now, I got to have a really good interview with Sarah Kahn, the co-owner, regional manager of this Talia Herbal. That will be, and you can kind of look that up on the podcast radio shows on the listing at www.merryman.com/radio, or just click on me, Mike, on the radio, and you'll be able to get to all of the shows that we do. And we have I've got over 100 of them now. So yeah, if you've got
that's a good thing.
You got a couple weeks, I think, maybe you could listen to all of them. So today we're going to talk. We've talked about, I think, the oregano oil, St. John's wort. We've talked about the black seed.
We've talked about
the quality. Today we're going to be talking about the propolis or propolis. We were talking about that. I know Mark Kaler says it's propolis, but we this part of the country, we say propolis around here, and that's how most people pronounce it. And we'll be talking about the propolis liquid extract. But before we go into that, tell us a little bit more about Talia. They're basically out of Turkey, but they are the ones that I'm just going to give a little heads up. I found out talking to Sercon, they're the ones that supply a lot of the big network marketing oil companies with some of their oils. And a lot of companies buy through there. And I've been so fortunate, you know, because you're a broker and I know you've hooked me up with this company, and we're making available to the direct from the, you know, grower manufacturer. So we've got, and again, I was just looking at the prices on here. Usually the bee propolis is, you know, $30, $40, $50. We've got it just for around $10 in the store. And I was just really amazed at how inexpensive for the super high quality. We've got a lot of the oils. A lot of the oils that we sell from Talia that normally would be, you know, $40, $50, maybe even $100. Or there was one that I saw another company selling it for like $56, and we have it for $7.99, and it's the same stuff.
Well, Mike, so your listeners knows the reason is Talia is the manufacturer. They manufacture everything.
Right.
So they police everything, which is...
Well, yeah.
Which is how it should be.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's the same stuff.
So there's no middleman.
No.
That's why the price is less.
Middleman.
The quality is top-notch.
Yeah, and that's the other thing that we talked about, that the quality is just unbelievable. And you have to be careful, I mean, with all of these things, because they're being used internally. And again, they're all FDA approval. And then over in Europe, where these are manufactured, they work really closely. They do a lot of organic practices. They're working on some really phenomenal certification. I mean, it's just the quality is there. That's why I was also very excited about this. Obviously, a lot of other big companies are buying this and putting on all the bells and whistles, but we're buying it direct now. So the other thing about that buying direct is it's fresher. It's not sitting in a warehouse.
Yes, correct.
It's, boom, it's right there.
That's their thing, fresh
yes.
product. And it does meet organic standards. It's not certified. It's not USDA certified organic.
Right.
But it does meet organic standards. No pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, heavy metals, contaminants. All their products, and specifically we're talking about the propolis, they're tested for such and always come back negative. But they do want to be USDA certified organic to please, you know, the consumer out there. That should be, I don't have a date, but soon to come. hopefully.
Yeah, I think it was sometime this year when I was talking to Sirkhan. He's very, very close. And he does work with some of the major and leading universities. They do research for him. He works with other third-party verification. I mean, everything is there in place. They're just going to be putting on more bells and whistles. So let's talk a little bit about the propolis itself. Now, I know there's a red, a green, and a brown. This is the brown European. And it is a liquid, so
it has a consistency almost not like honey. It's more towards the liquid, but there is some thickness to it.
Okay. Again, just real quickly, it comes in a small dropper bottle. Do you just use a couple drops? What is the suggested serving on this one?
Well, they actually suggest, now this is just a suggestion, 15 drops, three times a day. Now, with water, of course, I would say 4 ounces is sufficient.
Right.
Now, that is if there is an issue, a minor issue, immune system issue, inflammation, etc. It's also, it's antibacterial, antifungal, antiviral, and that's a suggestion.
Okay.
So the person who does use it can, you know, use as they feel fit or if they want to talk to a healthcare professional, but that's just a suggestion again.
Okay. All right. That's very good. Now, obviously, you could take more. Is this something you could actually even put in your coffee? Does it hurt if it gets warm or cold or anything like that?
Well, you don't want it hot.
Okay.
And warm, you definitely want to stick to lukewarm. You know.
All right.
No warmer than lukewarm. And it's best at body temperature, not cold. Because I don't believe in cold water anyway. It's not good for the body.
Okay, yeah.
It's normal temperature.
All right. So you obviously could, you know, just stick the dropper right in your mouth, and it's like taking a little bit of honey.
Yeah.
I've tasted it. It's got a really good taste. Now, of course, if you are allergic to bees, is there any issue here?
Yes. Same taste. If you're allergic to bees, you have to be careful.
Right.
And if you're not, then you can use it as you please.
All right. Very, very good. Now, I know we'll get into all of the different things that propolis can do for us, but the name is got a special meaning. Propolis means city. So propolis is what, the keeper of the gate, I think, is the...
It means defense of the city.
Defense of the
city. The whole word itself, correct.
Okay. So it's the defense of the city. And I know the bees actually use it. They'll put it around like the entrance to the beehive, so all the bees kind of rub against it. They will use it to repair the beehive. They'll use it to put around any disease or illness that gets into the beehive. So it's their natural defense against pathogens and disease, isn't it?
Correct. Yes, it is. And the elements, and it also is known, it's used to strengthen the internal structure. And it's pretty cool. Parasites, guards against disease, parasites, just the external environment. And they even use it to mummify intruders that they can't remove, so they use it to mummify these intruders. But then what occurs is it protects, because as that intruder decomposes, it releases the bacteria, and it protects the hive from that.
Oh, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah, that's awesome. And I'm just looking here historically. I mean, the Egyptians, the Greeks, the Romans, I mean, this propolis has been used for just unbelievable.
Dated back as far as 300 B.C., ancient Egyptians. And they took a cue from the bees, and they used propolis in their mummification rituals.
That's what I was kind of reading, yes. So it's got a lot of different purposes. Now, we could talk a little bit about the other propolises, but this is a brown, which is basically, I guess, is the most commonly and widely used.
It is.
And again, you said that there's a lot of research on this. I think we will get in here real quickly on all the different research that we can look at here on this. But just to kind of list out, I'm just going to do this. I've been dying to do this, but I just want to list out, these are some of the possible benefits of bee propolis. Then we could talk maybe about what exactly. I know there's 300 different compounds. It's very complex. Yeah, there's a lot of different compounds. But here are some of the propolis benefits. Everybody sit down, and I'm going to read all this.
Start writing.
Yeah, here we go. Antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, antiprotozoan, anti-ulcer, bactericidal, bacteriostatic, good for herpes, anti-cavity, gingivitis, canker sores, tooth extractions, oral bacteria, rhinitis, herpes, cartilage repair, cardioprotective, anti-inflammatory, antioxidant, asthma, bronchitis, anesthetic, wound healing, tissue regeneration, anti-bleeding, antihistaminic, heat stress, warts, reduced cholesterol, lower blood pressure, antiseptic, UV protection, antibiotic synergy, vaccine synergy, bone formulation, fertility and endometriosis, neuroprotective, hepatoprotective, respiratory infections, leucorrhea, candiditis, tonsillitis, pancreatic health, anemia, UTIs, gastritis, burns, ear infections, headaches, seasonal allergies, gout, immune modulation, protection, fluoride toxicity, anti-cancer, prostate, breast, cervical, kidney, colon, pancreas, laryngeal, glioma, squamous, leukemia, radioprotective, anti-metastatic, and apoptosis induction. And you also said it helps with the necrosis. Now, these are off of a lot of studies that are out there where they've basically done clinical, or there's, you know, good scientific evidence that this is effective in these areas. Again, this is one of the things that you can look at. How much, you said twice a day, and again, you could...
The company suggests 3 times a day.
3 times a day if you're really critical. I mean, can you get too much of this, or does it just get expensive?
Well, it can get a little expensive. I would say for immune system health, to keep the immune system strong, mm-hmm. once a day should be sufficient for most.
Okay.
It depends on the person and their immune system. But for issues, I would bump it up to, as we're talking about, 3 times a day. And
okay.
you can take it right after food, or an empty stomach, but it's more than likely best absorbed on an empty stomach, so there's no competition in the body.
All right, so on an empty stomach, would it be good to drink some water or juice or anything with it too, maybe?
Yeah, you can a little bit of water.
All right, and what about children?
Children can take it.
Okay.
Should be no problem, but we want to do whatever the, you know, we're talking about 1 to 3 times a day.
Mm-hmm.
We want to do half the dose.
Okay.
For children.
So basically you figure that, okay, this is an adult, you know, supplement, adult suggested use for a person that
correct.
Weighs 150 pounds, and then you can figure by weight for there. So obviously somebody that's 200 or 300 pounds, a big person, would maybe want to take a little more. That's the way it is with almost all supplements. And again, when you do that, consult your qualified healthcare practitioner, make sure that you're not overdoing on something. But generally, with dietary supplements, there's really no worries. I mean, I've, in certain instances, when I've needed to, working with the people that I work with, my scientists and doctor friends and so forth, I've extremely exceeded dosages on things. But of course, I've called to make sure that there would be no adverse effects. And so far, you know, it's usually the more you use, the better you get. But again, double check on that. Brown propolis is commonly gathered from like the birch, the poplar, the alder, the pine, and the willow trees. What all is in this propolis? I think there's like 300 compounds. Is there anything that you wanted, that you know? Because I know you know a lot, Chris, that you want to point out on this?
Just to backtrack a little
as
far as what it is. We know it's a brown substance.
Right.
And you did hit on it. But also besides, there's resins.
Mm-hmm.
These grab resins, sap, botanical compounds, and which is even cooler to me, their own beeswax and saliva, their own saliva.
Wow.
That's what makes it up.
Okay, and that would be with their fermentation. So there's ferment compounds in there too. So I think that's very, very interesting.
Talk about intelligence.
Yes, the immune.
They know what to do.
And they know what to do also. So,
and I know, Mike, you probably have heard this or agree with this. As bees go, we go.
Yeah.
And what's sad is more and more bees are perishing.
Yes, they are.
I'm getting off a little bit here, but because of the chemicals that are used
right.
pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, etc.
There's some good news coming out of Europe. I just posted on our Facebook. www.merryman.com is our website, but Facebook is Merryman Herbs with an S. And I just posted on there about in Amsterdam, they've actually done a lot. They've planted more flowers. They put in little bee nests and things, and the bee population, I think they started a number of years ago, but it's gone up by like 40%. So they've had an increase in the bee population. They're really excited about it. I know France has banned like 5 major pesticides that they know kind of interfere with the bees. So Europe is kind of leading the way. And of course, this is a great place to get the bee propolis, because I think the area is a lot more pristine. There's not a lot of herbicides and pesticides being used. And when you get this bee, I really want to know, I don't know if you can tell me everything, but they obviously, the beekeepers are getting this waxy resin, and they know what it looks like. They're pulling this propolis out of the hive. What happens next?
Well, it is proprietary.
Okay.
It is refined in a proprietary fashion.
All right.
So, but they don't use any heat, so the molecular structure, the nutrition compounds aren't hampered.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, so unfortunately I can't go into detail.
Yeah, some companies use like a water extract. I talking with Sercan, I know yours is more of a whole extract, which is really important.
The way nature intended.
Yeah, and you know, sometimes that's very, very important, you know, to get the major active constituents out of there. So it's clean, it's pure, it's extremely inexpensive. I'm kind of wanting to maybe use a little bit more now. I didn't realize that we had such a good deal on it. I'm like, wow, because the propolis, you can get, you know, a package of the propolis. It can run $50, $60, $70. I've even seen it like $80. So this is a really, really good one. Now, again, if I'm going to be taking this, we listed all of the things out for, but you were talking a little bit more about, you know, the immune, upper respiratory. So I would obviously use this every day probably as a tonic.
Preventive measure, correct.
Preventive.
Yeah.
And will it give it, I was thinking, you know, I kind of noticed when I started taking it, again, I don't really get sick, and I seem to have a lot more energy, and everybody says, oh, you look so young and all of that, which I love because I'm an old man. I'm like, okay, well, I'll pay you later. I'll tip you later, you know. But on this one, I was just kind of thinking, what are the big things that you would really, so if you're starting to get a sore throat, is it good for that? What are some of the big things? And you talked a little bit about cancer. So go over the big things that maybe I would want to buy this product for.
For inflammation.
Oh, okay. So is it really good for like joints? Could you take it along with the curcumin products or CBD or something?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So you can take this with other products and your vitamins and all of that.
Definitely.
You don't have to. But you want to do it more on an empty stomach.
Well, you can take it, as I mentioned earlier, with food or, you know, right after, or an empty stomach. But for best absorption, it's probably best to take it on an empty stomach.
Okay. All
Everybody
right.
Everybody utilizes as much as it should.
Okay, very good. And then what else? So
inflammation, obviously, when there's pain, arthritis, we're not going to say it's C-U-R-E-S.
Right.
Cures arthritis.
No.
But for joint issues, muscle aches and pain.
Okay, and how long does it take before you should expect results? I mean, is it one of these things? I know Dr. Andrew Weil says, you know, you got to give any joint supplement at least 90 days before you really make a decision on it. Is this maybe a little faster?
I don't agree with that.
All right.
The body responds very quickly. Now, you're going to have to keep taking it, obviously, to rectify that inflammation, pain.
Right.
But it's hard to say. Everyone's different as far as digestion-wise, but because it's in a liquid state, Mike, you and I know how bioavailable liquid is compared
to
capsule.
Right.
Or tablet. So I would say within, again, I have to be careful here. I won't guarantee.
Well, when do you start?
An hour, most people should feel
a little bit of relief.
Relief, correct.
Okay, because usually it takes 20 minutes to an hour for the food to, you know, begin digesting and then get out of the stomach takes about an hour. So, all right, very good on that. You should notice a little bit. Now, I know, like with colds, and when I get colds and flu or start to, it never gets full blown anymore, and I have a whole regimen that I utilize. Vitamin D is a big one, but the B propolis and, of course, like the Amla, I love that. I remember when you brought me an Amla product 100 years ago, you know. It really wasn't that long ago, but it's getting to be it's a big thing. You always bring some of the newest and latest things that are out there, and I know Amla's been awesome, but I kind of double up on my propolis when I'm getting sick. That's something that I obviously would do. You could probably do a little bit more. So would it, again, a lot of people take honey. Is this, I haven't had a sore throat in taking this particular product, but would it be soothing for a sore throat?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
all right.
It should be.
Yeah, that's interesting.
It has, what propolis is known to have, there's many, many beneficial compounds, but the main thing is flavonoids. You know, like we know about bioflavonoids and vitamin C products.
Right.
Flavonoids and polyphenols.
Okay, and flavonoids are not flavors, but they're basically the antioxidants, right? And they have to deal with usually the color. People think flavonoids are flavors, but flavonoids are the color, the colored pigments, and that's very important. We know how good those are for you, and they're super, super antioxidants. And there's really, again, you were talking a little bit about the Big C cancer. You said something about necrosis. Tell me about it. There was a study?
Yeah, there has been a study or studies that showed it helps with necrosis, meaning it cuts off the blood supply.
Right.
Because when someone has a tumor, the only way that tumor stays alive and in turn continues to grow is when it has a blood supply, and that blood supply is fed by junk. We'll just put it point blank, junk. Sugar.
Right.
Is the main feeder of cancer cells. We know. What propolis is known to do is known to stop that blood supply.
Okay.
And if you stop the blood supply, the tumor has no way of growing and eventually surviving, and it perishes. It's known to perish. Again, I'm not going to guarantee anything, but that's what's known to occur with propolis.
Okay, and anti-metastatic, that means, you know, that it helps it to stop spreading, and the apoptosis is actually the cell death. And then you have the other one. There's a big term for that, for the blood supply, and I, right offhand, can't remember that.
Yeah, I don't want,
there's so much to remember. It's like, but there are supplements that actually list that out as, you know, they help with that. Now, I'm seeing here that, you know, this propolis is also super antiviral. And again, it's good for...
Antifungal.
So, you know, even with herpes and HPV and H1N1 and polio, and it actually has increased survival time with people that have had the flu. I guess there's been some studies on that, too.
There has been. And also, so your listeners are aware, we know this is allergy season.
Oh, yes.
And it's going to start running like a freight train very soon.
Oh, I know.
And running
rampant.
And it's very good for allergies, too, known to calm down allergies. Because obviously, when there's an allergic reaction, that's an immune system issue and also inflammation. So it's known to help both, to strengthen the immune system and also to deflame.
So you could probably take this year-round because it's got the pollens and all of that in there, too.
Yep.
Is there a little bit of pollen in this, in the propolis? Or?
In this product, I'm not aware.
Okay, because a lot of companies take that out. So, okay, very good. So that would help to keep it from being like allergenic or something like that.
Correct.
Now, also, can you use it? Now, this is for internal, but could you use this topically? Because I know.
Definitely.
Okay, because I, you know, everybody says, oh, put honey, but this would be, I think, much superior.
Yeah,
it has more healing properties.
Much superior, but at least a little more superior.
Okay.
And I always suggest it for warts, for cold sores, eczema, psoriasis. Now, I'm not going to say it cures the eczema and psoriasis, but it really does help.
Okay.
And, you know, because it deals with the inflammation. So, but yeah, warts, put it on the wart directly, and what you can do is put a cotton ball over.
Yeah, I was going to say, how do you apply it? Do you put it like on a Band-Aid and leave it on all the time?
Correct.
Or
cotton ball or Band-Aid, you know.
Okay.
Put it on the wart and put a Band-Aid over and leave it overnight. Yeah, it's known to help such.
And then
does the
wart shrink? I know when you use the different,
yes, it should.
Different herbal products like tea tree or some of the other things, the homeopathics. When you use oregano, sometimes it'll like almost fester up and get red. And I've actually had customers say it like scabs up, and then you just peel it off.
We can say it kills it. That's what it's basically doing.
Wow. Okay. That is very interesting. And that would make sense because it's very good for normal cell growth. So obviously it would be beneficial in that area.
Yeah.
All right. Very, very good. So you can use this internally and externally. And I know probably not on this one, but there I know there's we sell another product for sinuses. So this obviously would help
definitely.
With allergies and sinuses and all of that kind of
sinuses,
stuff.
Sinuses, again, is inflammation.
Right. Oh, yes. Right.
Bacteria. Sinusitis.
Wow. Just like everything.
Yeah, we have to be careful, but it's saying it rectifies everything, but it's known as a tonic.
Yeah.
And it does so many things.
Okay, and just to kind of review a little bit, on the system level, it's good for the cardiovascular system, the endocrine, the immune, the nervous, the respiratory, the reproductive, the circulatory, and the hepatic. That's, of course, the liver. And then on the cellular level, it's very good for, again, the helping with the different types of regular cell growth for the lung, the blood, the liver, the brain, the prostate, any mucous membranes, pancreas, skin, nail, and hair. It's really good for those cells, breast, heart, and basically the larynx or the voice box. So I would think, too, if you, and sometimes people get a dry throat, singers, and different things like that, it would be very, very soothing for that.
Definitely.
I would think that would be really awesome for that. So it's just, this is one of those products that somebody comes in and so is this more of the icing on the cake synergistic? Or how do you use this? I just take it every day along with my other adaptogenic tonic supplements, and it's just in my regimen. And I just notice it just gives me a one step, you know, feeling better and so forth.
Correct.
Yeah.
Protects that immune system, strengthens that immune system.
Okay. All right.
And as I mentioned, once a day, I take it once a day.
Okay.
Which, because I do other things, of course, for my immune system. And, yeah, so that's sufficient for most. But if there are issues, then they want to bump it up. And I would do what the bottle states, three times a day, 15 drops three times a day.
Okay, so this is something like if you're taking some supplements and you feel like you need an edge, or if you just want to add this to your regimen, it would be something very good. It's very easy to take, so it's a nice little dropper. How many servings are in the package there? Is that
if you do the 15 drops three times a day, there is 40.
Okay.
So it's a little over a month.
So that's oh my gosh, that's such an awesome value there.
And I think you did mention earlier, Mike, but it is very enticing to the palate. It tastes similar to honey.
I think you sampled it out to me. I'm almost sure you did on this one, because I'm always curious about that. And I think, again, if you like honey, you're going to definitely like this. It's very pleasant tasting. You could probably even put it on your toast in the morning if you want to, I guess.
Yeah,
you could try that. Or just
could do that.
Could you add it as a sweetener into your tea? It's got a little bit of a sweetness to it, not as much as honey.
The only thing is, tea is hot.
Well, like a cold tea, but then again, just like in your iced tea. So you really don't want to get it warm. Are there any other nutrients in that? I know
there
supposedly there's a lot. Can you list a few out for me that you would know?
There's a polyphenol. We did talk about polyphenols. It's called caffeic acid.
Okay.
And amino acids also.
So there's protein in there.
Correct. Amino acids. Okay. And even natural steroids.
Really? And so those would help with the inflammation, obviously.
Correct.
Okay. Sort of like the cortical steroids and so forth that we use. And again, I guess it would be a matter of if you're really wanting to do more doses on this, you could.
Definitely.
Has been used for millennia. I mean, the Romans, the Greeks, the Egyptians,
In 300 B.C.?
Yes, and it's...
Maybe even further back, but that's what history tells us.
Exactly. So if you want to get a really good price, a really high-quality product, and you want to try this out, add it to your regimen, maybe get that extra boost for the day, which I think we all would love to have. I think this would be a phenomenal product. It is called Talia Herbal. It is the propolis liquid extract. And it's a 40-day supply, very pleasant tasting, and it's kind of a little bit of a thickish liquid. It's not quite as thick as honey, but it's a little bit thinner, and it tastes really good and does so many different things. And, again, I know people that it really helps with, like, the respiratory, the allergies, the sinuses, colds and flu, aches and pains, inflammation. And then also, if you're a honey person, you like that, maybe help with your irregular cell growth. I'll just put it to you that way. And you could obviously use this with a lot of other products. It's not something that, you can use on its own, but it's probably best taken, like you said, on an empty stomach and all of that to really get the full dose and the full effect from it. Hey, Chris, guess what?
It's time.
Yeah, we're out of time. Hey, it was a pleasure talking to you today. This is
Thank
a phenomenal
you,
product. I still can't believe the prices on this. It definitely, if you've never tried propolis before, this would be the way to start with it. Chris, thank you so much.
Thank you, Mike.
Life just got a little better thanks to Merryman Earth.